What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Dora.
I'm Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
And we are music. We're part of Music Waste. Wow.
Wow.
Do you want to explain what Music Waste is a little bit?
Sure, yeah. Music Waste is a festival that happens in June every year, and its history and origin is being kind of a protest festival.
A protestival?
A protestival, yeah.
If you will.
And we host like 60 to 80 bands every time we put on the festival, mostly local bands, and we exist to pay artists and give new bands a chance to perform.
Nice.
Yeah, it's
good.
Great
team. I was just talking to someone about Music Waste last night. Like, they were like, wow, like, it's been around forever. Like, it's been like, what, 28 years?
We're almost turning 30.
Wow. Old, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't, like, something I think about a lot with Music Waste is, like, it's, like, unsustainable in that, like, everyone's a volunteer and we don't make any money, but it's really sustainable in that, like, everyone's a volunteer, we don't make any money. Like, we don't exist to make money, or, like, we don't have any other goals beyond, like, we sell the tickets, we give the money to the bands.
We also don't have any, like, we don't have to pay for anything if we don't put the festival on.
Totally. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. Like with COVID and stuff, it was just like, oh, I guess we're just not doing this here.
Yeah. And,
like,
you know,
sucks, but
maybe that means that our entire inventory of merch and everything that Music Waste collectively owns is stuffed in the back of my closet because we don't pay for space. But
there are, yeah, again, pros and cons to the whole setup.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. I'm like constantly, not constantly, I'm consistently like impressed and amazed that Music Waste is like kind of still around.
Yeah, it really, like, in some ways shouldn't be.
Totally. Oh my God. In Vancouver? Do we deserve it? Who knows?
Yeah. How did we do it?
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say. That's fine. But why are we here? We're here because
we are co-presenting a Victory Square Block Party.
Yeah, we're doing it with CITR and Discorder Magazine and then CGSF 90.1 FM out of SFU are going to be live streaming the whole thing. So it's an event that's on Sunday,
September 4th at
tomorrow.
Wow. Oh my God. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Will it happen? I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Yeah, it's at Victory Square Park. And what time does it kick off, Dora?
It starts at 2 p.m. And the first band is also happens to be the band who you just heard, dear listener, Big City. That was their song Popcorn off of their album Liquid Times, which I don't know if it's like fully out yet, but it's on Spotify, so you can listen to it there. I don't know if it's supposed to be out though, but that's fine. I enjoyed it, and that's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Love it. It's really good. I described it as, I don't know if this is as iconic or like notable a lyric to everyone else, but 90s meets 3008. Do you remember that Black Eyed Peas lyric that's like,
yes,
you're so 2000 and late, I'm so 3008?
Oh my God.
I was so proud of that. And I still think it's like very accurate. Right?
Big City, inspired by the Black Eyed Peas.
I mean,
I think that's
aren't
what we're,
we all. Yeah. But we have an hour of radio and we're going to listen to all the bands who are performing. Big Rig is on at 2. And then we're going to talk about
Big City.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to be playing another band called Big Rig, and I keep saying, my little brain, can't handle it.
It makes a lot of sense. It's almost the same name.
Thank you. But we're going to talk more about the event, but first we're going to listen to music. So right after Big City at 2 p.m., you can hear Hallelujah Hi Lou at Victory Square at 2:45 p.m., and we're going to play her song Forgive Me. Which I like had the gift and pleasure and joy of seeing yesterday. She performed at the Vancouver Black Library daytime opening party, and it was really, really lovely. And she had like a whole background for this, but I don't want to spoil it because she'll probably talk about it tomorrow as well. So this is Forgive Me by Hallelujah Hi Lou, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Don't come like it's sour, no, no. So I close my eyes when I'm strong.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I am Dora.
And I'm Natalie.
Wow, look at us.
Doing great.
I know. We are two of many Music Ways organizers. Mm-hmm. And we helped do the lineup for Victory Square Block Party, which is tomorrow. At Victory Square Park.
At 2 p.m. Come out.
Be there or be Victory Square. Thank you so much. I've kind of been sitting on that. I think it's really funny.
It was great. You pulled it out just at the right time.
I know. But we are doing an hour of radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're playing all of the musicians who are performing, plus some treats. Some throwback treats.
Yeah. Bonus Victory Square of the past.
Yeah. What's your favorite Victory Square that you ever went to?
Oh, my God. The most notable, I guess, was a very long time ago when I was with my high school boyfriend and we went to go see, I think it was Frog Eyes and maybe also the Pack AD if they played the same year. And it was pouring rain.
No.
And it was very dark and we were very young and we were just like, we need to see Frog Eyes, a band that I have like probably not listened to since. No offense to Frog Eyes. That was, I don't know. It was really like exciting, I guess, but also kind of depressing.
That would be like impressionable. Like, yeah. That would stay with me too, I think.
Yeah. How about you? What's your favorite one?
I think, I don't know. I've never gone to a Vic Square that I didn't organize.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to stop organizing it so that you can just go have fun.
No. Stop. Yeah, maybe. I feel like that should be in my cards. I agree. But I think I remember the... So this is what I think is like not good about that. Which is, they all kind of blur together because I'm working the whole time. And they're like, there's not really a moment for me to really sit and like be like, I'm enjoying this experience. So I only remember the bad ones. Like the ones that stick out to me are like, that went wrong or I didn't like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard, I think, for me to, I can't be like there's no moment where I'm like, oh, I really like, I was sitting around like, wow, memories being made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did really like doing the Victory Square Watch Party, which is the one that we did in 2020. We streamed it. I think that was just CITR though, but I just got so drunk and just was like, they gave me a camera because it was being live streamed, and I just was like, whoa, like trying to do like hectic angles. And I remember someone, Jasper, my old coworker, being like, I'm going to take this camera from you. Like, you just sit down. And I was like, okay, yay. But that was fun. That was fun because it was like, no one had really done anything since March.
Yeah.
So it was like nice to like be like, okay, like we have our safety protocols and we're doing it and we're just vibing.
Yeah. And seeing band. I remember like, yes, starting to see like a band live after not seeing live bands for so long and it just being like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I still love this.
Yeah. There really was a moment of like, I used to do this all the time. Like, yeah. I'm so lucky. But yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try to think of like a better Victory Square memory.
Yeah, I feel like I want you to have that, like, I feel like for me it used to sort of just feel like September was always, like, whether I was in school or not, this very sort of transitional time in my life, just because of, you know, various circumstances, and Victory Square Block Party was always kind of like the, I don't know, hang out, have a nice time, like, get a Slurpee that has a bunch of vodka in it, like, that's kind of the...
That's the vibe.
The Victory Square vibe, or at least it was.
That's a good vibe.
Yeah.
It is like, I do think that everyone kind of mourns the end of summer a little bit in like some ways. Yeah. And so it is like nice to have like a, like, yes, we all know this tragic thing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate it, I guess. I was thinking this morning about like I feel like Music Waste Festival, which is like usually the first or second week of June, really is the beginning of summer.
Whoa.
And then Vic Square is always the end of summer.
Yeah.
We got summer on lock.
Yeah, we own the summer.
We own the summer.
We decide when it starts and we decide when it ends.
But I just think it's funny because we don't do anything else during the summer.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, after Music Waste, we're like, I'm going to talk to you in 3 months. Thank you so much.
Everyone,
you know,
just dips hard. Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah. It's a lot of energy expended.
Totally. And then it's also like the most wonderful time of the year. So then we're like, you want me to sit in a meeting and plan something? Like, yeah. I'm going to go to the beach. You guys have fun. But yeah.
Yeah.
Go team. I'm excited for Music Waste this year.
Yeah. Wow. You're bringing us forward to June already? Yeah.
But we should talk about what we just heard.
Yeah.
Because these bands are playing, they're all playing Victory Square Block Party tomorrow. So we opened the show with Big City, who's playing at 2 p.m., and then opened that set with Hallelujah High Lou, who's going to be playing at 2:45. Then Cherry Blue, we play the song Tree of You, their newest single. They're going to be playing at 3:15. Nope, 3:30. And then opened that set with closed the set with Megamall, The Bug. They're going to be playing at 4:15 in the afternoon.
Wow, what a chunk of great bands.
You know what, Natalie? I agree.
Who curated this lineup?
Like, I chose them. Yeah. I've been really... I remember Megamall... I first heard Megamall when they played Winter Waste. I think it must have been 2018.
Yeah.
That was their first show. And I remember... I think there's a theme of being really drunk at the show at the end and going up to Allie, because I remember Allie had been on the Music Waste team and she was like, my band would love to play. And I remember thinking, like, wouldn't everyone's band love to play, Allie? Like, sure. And then seeing them perform, and I remember going up to her being like, you guys are amazing. Like, you guys were actually amazing. And she was like, thanks. Like, what do you mean?
I know. I didn't offer to play because I thought we were bad.
I know. I was blown away even then.
Oh, yeah. No, they were so good. I remember. Yeah. No, I remember she was like pretty like kind of quietly like, we can, you know, we don't have to play. We can play if you want. And we don't really like have many songs out yet. And then seeing them and being like, oh, damn, this is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think that like, and then I got to work with them at CITR because Fanta Records put out their most recent release. And I just like, they take it, like, Allie takes it so seriously. She's like, this is the band and it is good and we're going to do well. And I'm like, I agree. Like,
rocks.
Yes. And then The Bug has a really cool music video have you seen it?
I have not seen
it. You would love it. It's based on Sims.
What?
Like, like the whole, like apparently, I never played Sims, but, like, there were, like, cheats or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
That you could, like, make, like, dinosaurs appear and, like, alien invasion or, like, make an earthquake happen.
Yeah.
Was that cheats or was that part of the game?
I think that would have been cheats.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's, like, Vancouver is Sims and then someone does a cheat for an alien invasion and then the Mega Mall members walk around. There's a lot of local... There's a lot of, like, if you know Vancouver things.
Yeah.
There's a really funny, like, there are, like, periodically there are, like, headlines about what's happening. And one of the things is, like, Dan, one of the members of the band, like, gets a grow ray. So he, like, gets really tall and then a dinosaur comes up and then and he fights it. And the headline is, like, rad dude Dex Dino or something. I thought it was really funny.
That sounds great. I'm going to... watch it.
Yeah.
As soon as I get home.
Something that I often say when I do my other radio show is like, you should Google that, but not right now. Because you're consuming this content. And then Cherry Blue, I'm just obsessed with. I've just been obsessed with. I feel like I've sneakily been like, Cherry Blue. In like everything I do.
Have you seen Cherry Blue perform?
No, I have not. I don't think they've ever performed live.
What?
I think like it's like a
That's so
Baby
exciting.
Forever moment. I know.
Live debut
I know.
Of Cherry Blue, whose music we love.
Whose music we adore. Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I know. Because I heard about them because they collaborated with Miguel Maravilla, who played at Victory Square last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just being like, oh, like, I like Miguel. I really like their music. Like, I want to see. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. Cherry Blue, I'm obsessed.
So good.
Yeah. And then Hallelujah, Hallelujah, I just feel like they've been around for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they were so good at Music Ways.
Yeah, they played at the legendary Kingsgate Mall.
Yeah.
Iconic performance.
Always.
Yeah.
Anything there. Do you see the new Tegan and Sarah video?
No.
It's filmed at Kingsgate Mall.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did we do that first?
We did. Okay. This is an unofficial call out of Kingsgate Mall. All of a sudden... Wow, don't they love music, arts, and culture popping off? Music Ways did that first. We started it. I think that, like, Lovely, who's an angel who works there, I think he really was like, we can do cool stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Lovely.
Oh, my God. The aptly named Lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the sweetest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
I agree. okay, we are going to move on. Go, team.
Go team.
This is Felicia and the Jazz Rejects. This is their single, Pure Toxin. It's out on Spotify, and they're going to be playing at Victory Square 45 minutes after I said Mega Mall would be. So at 5 p.m.
Good quick math.
Thanks. So yeah, this is Felicia and the Jazz Rejects, and you're listening to them on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
After all, You're listening to Spill Tap, a musical artist who grabs disparate feelings, sounds, tones, and textures and pieces them together in a patchwork of lo-fi alternative pop bliss. Spill Tap will be performing in Vancouver on September 15th at the Fox Cabaret. See you there.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What's up?
Hello.
Hello. We are Dora and Natalie from Music Waste, and we're here because we curated the lineup this year for this year's Victory Block Party. Whoop. Victory Square Block Party, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and we did a great job.
I would agree. I mean, exhibit. So many exhibits.
So many exhibits. Exhibit C at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song that you just heard is Initiation Relic by EXO off of their most recent release, Chaos Butterfly, which is, I would say, very good. Very good release.
Yeah.
And then just before that, you heard D is for Dog by Pudding. And then just before that, you heard Pure Toxin by Felicia and the Jazz Rejects. All of these people are going to be performing at Victory Square Block Party this Sunday, sometime between 2 and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. Google it.
You can find it. I believe in you.
Yeah. You know what? Me too. but we're almost at the end of the lineup. We're going to close the show with Kamikaze Nurse, who is also closing the show tomorrow. But we're going to play some, like, some top tier highlights is the plan.
Yeah, Victory Square Block Party, iconic end of summer hangout day, and some
internationally recognized hangout day.
Yeah, yeah. International hangout day. Yeah.
But we both picked a few artists who like did highlights.
Yeah, some fave performances from years past.
So we're going to start with Dumb, which you chose.
Yeah, love Dumb. We all love Dumb.
Why? What made their performance, like, why did it stand out?
You know what?
Is this a secret?
The secret is that when they performed, which was, I think, in 2017, I was not at Victory Square Block Party. So this is a cheater pick.
Whoa!
I know, but I've seen Dumb perform many, many times, not at Victory Square.
Rip to them, though. The band's breaking up.
Excuse me?
Not breaking up. They're going on an indefinite hiatus because two of the members are moving across seas.
This is news. This is sad. Well, no. I mean, that's good for them to, you know, go on their personal journeys, but...
Whatever.
Bad for me because I love seeing this band.
I know. Yeah. They had a show at the Lido a couple weeks ago. And I said to one of the members, I was like, oh, I heard this is your last show. And they were like, who told you that? But then I said it to another one and they were like, yeah. So I think it's like BTS vibes. It's an indefinite hiatus where like they could come back. They will come back together if the stars align.
BTS expert Dora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call in if you have any questions about BTS. but what was I going to say? I've always loved Dumb. Who doesn't love Dumb?
Mm-hmm.
I, like, really feels like end of an era.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they've been kind of a, like, staple of, I don't know.
Yeah.
DIY shows in Vancouver for a really long time. I don't know how
for
long.
Like 7 years. Yeah. I think their first Beach Church came out in like 2015, 2014.
Wow.
I know. But they played at Victory Square in 2017, but then a soft spot for Dumb is they also played at Victory Square Watch Party in 2020, the live stream Victory Square that we did at a Red Gate. And so we got to see them there too. And it was really nice. And they brought an applause maker. What do you call those?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. They brought one of those, and it was, I remember being like, that's hilarious. Anyway. They have a new album coming out called Pray for Tomorrow on Mint Records. And this is the first single off of it, Pull Me Up. It has a really good music video as well. I feel like that's like the theme for today. Everyone has good music videos.
Yeah, that's why this is a radio show.
Talk about video. Wow. Okay. This is Pull Me Up, and you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, they must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
What is up, You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
This is Dora.
Wow, it's me. We are two of several Music Ways people, and we are on air to tell you to go to Victory Square Block Party tomorrow at Victory Square Park between 2 and 8 p.m. to see some truly choice performers.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Someone described something as clutch recently, and I think we can make it work.
Yeah.
It's clutch. Who did we just hear? Slash what?
Yeah, we just heard Big Rig. It was their song Bachelorette. And Big Rig performed at Victory Square Block Party last year. Little throwback. I feel like, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I feel like it might have been one of their first live shows.
I think it was their first live show.
Yeah, because they performed at Music Waste in 2021, but Music Waste in 2021 was virtual.
Yeah.
So they submitted a video, which was delightful and so well received. And we were like, oh, my God, they have to play Victory Square Block Party.
Yeah, of course.
It was great. It was so nice.
I agree. Just before that, we heard Devourers with the song Lightning at Your Funeral off of Escape from Planet Devourers. Devourers has actually played Victory Square Block Party twice, which is rare.
That is rare. I feel like we maybe have
never.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done that before.
No.
So Devourers played twice, and there are a couple. So the Victory Square Watch Party in 2020, the live streamed ones, there were some repeats, but that was because, whatever, there were extenuating circumstances.
It was a difficult time.
Totally. And but I was thinking about it, like, wow, I think that Devourers is the only performer, and I think it's because of the eras. Like, when Jeff first performed, it was in the t-shirt, or the checkered shirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What, I the
like soccery kind of vibe?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
What was that album?
Oh, what was the album called?
The one with Freddy Krueger. I forget. Late Bloomer? Spring Bloom? All I can think of is the Discorder cover. It doesn't really matter. But like every album has a different look. So it feels, yeah. And the music has like, it's like whatever. But like it's changed so much. But there's still like, it's like obviously the same artist the whole time.
Yeah, it's so cool, the like cultivation of, I don't know, an era and an aesthetic around a particular album.
Totally.
I think it's a really like impressive and interesting thing to be able to do with your music and your art.
I agree. Yeah. Shout out to Devourers.
Yeah.
We love them. That's
we
why
do.
They got that's why they got the highlight. And then opened that set with Dumb with Pull Me Up by Pray for Tomorrow. Another band who's played twice, but their second one was the Watch Party one as well. But thus concludes our show. Just to give you a rundown, again, Victory Square Block Party is tomorrow, Sunday, September 4th, at Victory Square Park, starting at 2 p.m. with Big City, Hallelujah High Lou, Cherry Blue, Mega Mall, Felicia and the Jazz Rejects, Pudding, EXO, and then closing the show, we have Kamikaze Nurse, who will go on at 7:15 in the p.m. Go for fun. Go for memories. Go to hang for International Hang Day.
Yep.
And there's also going to be a raffle. There's going to be community partners tabling.
Music Waste will be there.
Exactly. So you got to go.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. but we are going to close the show with Boom Josie by Kamikaze Nurse off of their most recent release on Minute Records, Stimuloso. Is there anything that you want to say before we close up shop?
No, this has been delightful, and we love Kamikaze Nurse. This album is so good, and if you haven't listened to it, you absolutely should go check the whole thing out.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's a great way to end. Thank you so much. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.